The principle of equivalence, and the example you just heard, is true only if inertial mass, the mass in Newton's second law that determines how much you accelerate in response to a force, and gravitational mass, the mass in Newton's law of gravity that determines how much gravitational force you feel, are the same thing. That's because if both kinds of mass are the same, then all objects in a gravitational field will fall at the same rate, no matter what their mass. If this equivalence weren't true, then under the influence of gravity, some objects would fall faster than others, which would mean you could distinguish the pull of gravity from uniform acceleration, in which everything does fall at the same rate. Einstein's use of the equivalence of inertial and gravitational mass to derive his principle of equivalence, and eventually all of general relativity, amounts to a relentless march of logical reasoning unmatched in the history of human thought. Now that we know the principle of equivalence, we can start to follow Einstein's logic by doing another thought experiment that shows why time must be affected by gravity. Imagine a rocket ship out in space. For convenience, imagine that the rocket ship is so long that light takes 1 second to traverse it from top to bottom. Finally, suppose there is an observer at the ceiling of the rocket ship and another at the floor, each with identical clocks that tick once each second. Suppose the ceiling observer waits for the clock to tick, and then immediately sends a light signal down to the floor observer. The ceiling observer does this once more the next time the clock ticks. According to this setup, each signal travels for 1 second and then is received by the floor observer. So just as the ceiling observer sends 2 light signals a second apart, the floor observer receives 2, 1 second apart. How would this situation differ if the rocket ship were...